Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coach Radio. I'm with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. Tonight I want to talk a lot about doing things with third party because I expanded into something this week and I actually did it myself. I did a hypnotherapy session with a friend of mine, Linda Van Haver. And I actually really discovered there's things you can't uncover and discover about yourself. And it really takes somebody with some ingenuity. And that's what I do with my hypnotherapy. It's about engaging people in their inner sage and opening people up to talk about themselves uninhibited. Because here's the thing. The pain was ingrained going in, and it was probably drove home and aggravated and assaulted into you through your family and friends. And it really comes out to understanding that, you know, you was actually innocent in the situation because it was a learning lesson. And, you know, some people, we don't always make the right choices in it, but we make the one that's for our highest learning. And that's something we really have to open up to. You're not going to win every time because sometimes there's a learning lesson. And, you know, and if you watch professional sports, teams have to learn how to be champions. They have to learn how to be professional. And then you had the Larry Birds and Michael Jordans, Walter Paytons, and some class acts in there. And, you know, you also had some always, you know, you had your stars, but there were always role players. And your life experiences are your role players in your dreams. And that is something you really have to open up to understand and really go forth with. And when I started this, and for about the last 3 weeks, I was really ingrained with some different things. But I was really pressed with, something inside of me wanted out. And so Linda and I did a session, and she's really good too. But anyway, and I discovered some things I didn't realize. I thought I had expanded out of. And, you know, when you're judging somebody, you're actually jealous of their talents. And you're really jealous of them. And if you really strike out at somebody, you're really jealous and you're afraid of their talents. So as you open your eyes to your own talents, you start letting go of this. And then when you get the confidence, and something this world is having a hard time with right now is handling people with confidence. A lot of people think they're confident, but on the inside, there is, and this country and the world loves to follow a talker. That's why talk radio is so big. It's because they love following talkers. So how are you trying to talk to look big in society? And through talking, you're actually doing things. You're really busy, and you're really getting everything on, and you're going forward, but you're going nowhere. Just because you're busy doesn't mean you're successful, and it doesn't mean you're doing anything. And that's something I've really expanded into myself, is just because I'm running around doing a whole bunch of things doesn't mean anything. All it means is I'm busy. And that's something that really opens my eyes to a lot of different things. All I am is being busy. And just because I'm busy doesn't mean I'm going forward. And that is something that really invokes a poke in my subconscious mind. Because I want to be more than busy. I really want to engage in my life. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com, and I really want to talk about Fear is My Friend, Flow in the Glow. These are written in poetry, and it actually is written in rhymes to go deep within yourself. And you want to write your affirmations and your positive things and your legacy into your daily life to really open up and expand and go through life and see what's happening in your life. But here's the thing. What are you afraid to win at? That's the thing. What are you afraid to win at? Because winning is a learned thing. It's easy to fall into the societal betrayal of our own genes because we always looking for something we're not instead of for something we are. And that is something that really opens you up when you start seeing that and start really adding things to your life and really moving forward. But here's the thing. How are you afraid of what something you're going to do and something you really want to do, but you've been ridiculed and there's an ingrained blockage? And that's where hypnotherapy, NLP, they feature the blocks. And that's something that really opens you up is when you start seeing there's a block. You know, you get all that emotion, you get everything going, and then out of nowhere, something comes in and just sets you up for that tail ender comes in and really starts being aggressive and starts taking over, and you really start having second thoughts. That's where the third person comes in. They can see where that hidden little barrier is and where you're going to expand out of at the time. But it's really about engaging in that inner self and inner sage and really doing what you need to do. And, you know, as we go forward in life, we get so bound up and wound up that everything doesn't go perfect. But see, God in the universe, they got a better picture. That's the third person looking in also. They see where your expanding is and how to feature your big old ego and stuff like that, because that's something I really expanded into. All the people I meet actually show the good in me and the bad in me. And, you know, the thing is, the bad isn't there and things like that because I don't see the bad in me. And when I don't see the bad, I really am trying to hold on to something. And, you know, it really come down for me was admitting I had challenges I couldn't get out of myself. It's having the courage to admit that I was hiding from my it. And that's where I was. So when I chose to engage in this, and then when I spoke at Claim Your Thunder down in Florida, I really expanded forward. And I really opened up, and I'm starting to see things in a different way. And as we do this, and you start going inside yourself, and when you hit the block, and you'll feel it, and you'll see the same thing, you only can go so far. And, you know, the thing is, you have to really engage in some different things inside yourself, but it's really about freeing yourself up by using a third person. And when you read a book or read something, use it as a guide. don't think it's an absolute and that's the way it is. And that's what we're doing today. If a computer can say it, that's all we're doing in life. That is what we do in life. And we really become ingrained and enamored in the old ways, because everything we've been told over the years is different. And everything is different. And when we get caught up in the different, we try to hide from being different. We try to let something else take us over and do something rather than really, really engage in everything. And really, we try to dummy ourselves down. We try to dummy ourselves down so we can't play in the inner deal and anything. So as we go forward in life, and as we choose, what is it that we are afraid to let go of? Because what's in there that was so painful you never want to visit again? And this is something I had to admit to myself. I had to be willing to go in and engage that pain to set myself free. I was actually being in more pain by holding on to the pain. And that really kind of stunk up my whole inner atmosphere when it happened. You know, and doing this, and then as I got through it and I released it, man, that was freedom. It's freedom, my freedom in me. That's what freedom means. As I engaged in it and become freer, I really opened up. And that's what my poetry does. There is no, I use no negative words in my poetry and in my writings. I let go of not, and I don't punctuate them, because life isn't punctuated. Life is about moving forward. And how is punctuation actually an ingraining of what somebody else wants you to know? And, you know, the thing is I opened up to this. And see, how are we so educated and medicated in education, we can't move forward? And because the common sense of the people of the world are the assets and what will move us forward as we live in a bold new way to see life in a freedom of success. But as we open up to allow this to happen, what else can happen for us? And you know, as we move forward in life, where is the courage in allowing yourself to live your dreams? How will that courage really expand you into a new way? And how will it allow you to win in your game of life and to be free in every way? You know, as we're going forward in life, we really get to going and doing things and expanding and seeing where life is going. You know, I really become enamored with a lot of things in life. But I really love this game of personal growth. And that's what it is. It's a hide and seek game, because you gotta hide, you got things hiding, and you gotta be the seek it out, but you also gotta have the intrepidness to go in there and find it. And you can find it when you quit trying to hide from yourself. That's the biggest thing there is. How do you quit hiding from yourself? That's what I want to know. Because that's what I did. You know, you think you got it out, you can do it yourself. Well, you can't. Because there's something ingrained in there that you just don't know is there. So as I do this, I start moving forward. And as I'm moving forward through this, and now it's become exciting because I feel the freedom of it. I really feel the freedom from it. And And as I feel the freedom, I start feeling the success of myself. And as you feel the success of yourself, you can actually expand into everything and do things. And really open up to doing things differently. But then also you get the gumption and the goal. You really want to see the light on the end of the tunnel. Because that's what hidden pain is a tunnel. And we don't even know about it. And you know, as we do this and we go through it, we forget that we have it. And there's sometimes the little things inside you that you don't even know are there that's done it. And you know, as you do this, you start, what I really want to say you do here, because you really become engaged in your own inner self, and you really start feeling free, and you really start engaging in different things about life. And that's something that really, really has happened in a new way to me. But I love it. I really do love it. And that's the thing. And that's kind of what's going on there. And as I do this, life becomes open and free. But here's what happened when I did it with Linda. I didn't understand it, but I had a little, well, I might as well be honest, I had a little jealousy in me about one of my siblings. I thought, what the hell was that? But I admitted it to myself. And you know, as I opened these eyes, I see things in a different way, because life becomes more fun and freedom. And, you know, and as I expand into this and quit saying I know, we're going to start blowing in the go. So, where in you are you afraid to feel the pain to let it go? And it's going to feel freeing. When you start letting go of it in yourself. So as you're moving forward in this, and you finally come to the conclusion you can't do it all, what are you afraid of? What are you going to keep holding on to now? And how are you going to do different things? So what is it that you really don't want to do that you should be doing? So, and as I went through mine and I started looking up Linda, and Linda's been a friend of mine for, three, 4 years. I met her on Facebook. I really started expanding. And my hypnotherapy, and hypnosis is not sleep. Hypnosis is a higher awareness. You become more alert and more ready for anything that's going on in your life. And NLP, that's neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro is mind and linguistic is words. And with words, you can expand out of anything, and you can fissure any faith or belief anybody has. It's really about setting myself up to be successful. And that's what I'm really choosing to do here. And when you do this, you really start opening up. But once you feel the freedom leave, the ingrained stuff leave, you really become open to doing more, and you become willing to let everything go. And that's where you really become the person you choose to be. And that's what neurolinguistic innovation, that's what my coaching does. And speaking and stuff like that. I coach my own journey. And that's what I like most. I coach and teach my own journey. And that's, it's fun when you start getting free and you have that first breakthrough and you let go of all the pain inside yourself. And what is it that you don't want to engage in inside yourself? And how is it that life becomes really really different for you when you start opening up to the inner self, but you start listening to the trust of your own abilities? And when you can trust yourself to have the guts to let go of something, you're going to open up a new paradigm to live in a new way and really enjoy life and do many different things in a better way. But when you first say, I'm going to allow a third person to come in and say that, what's your biggest fear? That's the thing. What trepidation hits you? And you have to open up and say, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden the panic button comes, and it's all just you panicking over nothing. And that's basically what this is all about, is you panicking over nothing. You know, a fanatic is all you can be. And this is what we have to do to live in a bold new way. And as I open this up to myself, and I did it, and as I found out what was going on, and here's something else I learned. Put yourself in the chair and have a conversation with yourself about what you're going and where you're at. And that's something else I've learned in my hypnosis. And so when you move forward and you got to let go of the ego and you really got to be good about everything, how does it free yourself up to do this? And what is it that you really are stuck on and holding back and disallowing yourself in many ways, the simplicity of life? Because life is a sovereign innocence in action. But when I want to get into this hypnotherapy and NLP, because when you really engage in it deeply, and you really get down into where, see, mine come out of the root chakra, because until you let go in the body, there isn't anything happening. It's the body. The body leads the head, and the spirit leads the body, and it's your imagination, the intuition, and all that other stuff that really open up to see what's happening in your life. But give yourself the opportunity to be free of all the ingrained pain, because we've been ingrained that we have to be in pain through the scriptures and through life. And that is the biggest fallacy and the biggest lie I've ever heard, because when you can untie the lies of society and everything you've been taught, you unteach to preach and unpreach to teach, you open up the breaches of success and you start slipping and sliding and gliding yourself into your sire desire, and you really become enamored with yourself. And as you do this, you become free. And I like the word free, liberated, let go, expand out of. See how freeing that is? That's a visionary vocabulary. It's really about you letting go of everything you've been enamored by and ingrained by, because it had nothing to do with you. And that is the honest to God truth. But you know, life doesn't go on. Life is just the same every day in every way, because life is about ingraining yourself with success. Success doesn't happen unless you pull the pin on it and make it happen. And that's the reason for this game of life. We play the game of life to strive in success, because success confesses, canonized omnipotence, omnificent, and that's the most powerful creation. So when you, and that's what Cowboy Wisdom, NLI coaching, hypnotherapy, NLP, and it's really about being a visionary and really stepping up to the plate and doing what we're supposed to do and allowing myself to move forward and doing another way. You know, as I go forward, I really see myself winning my game of life. And you know, this world don't like anybody that isn't afraid. People want people to be afraid of everything. And if you're not afraid, they're afraid of you. See, some people have to have power, and some people have to have this. But if they got to have the power to feel secure, they're very insecure. But this is where life is gained and played, is in the game of success. You know, and I've discovered this, that most of the people I work for now are very insecure and immature in a lot of ways. And all I want, you know, you just got to really pay attention to your inner self and see how you feel in your gut. And that's what all my books are. They're about being forthright, moving forward. And you see, here's the thing. I really discovered, when I did this with Linda last Saturday, I'm free. I'm really free on the inside, because I can really open up now to a new way of life. And my book is, I got an author's page on Amazon.com. It's Amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. All my books are on there. Flow in the Glow, Fear is My Friend, Money is My Friend. But fear is, when you can see Fear is My Friend, Expanding Astute Revelation. How does that take fear away and open it up to be a little more energetic in your life? And see, that's the thing. You want to be energized to play in the prowess of success. Because everybody can't do everything you choose to do. And as we move forward, we really work on everything new. And we really play the game. And we open up to life. And we play it the way it is. And as you go visit my website, you're going to see something different. But I'm more about opening people's eyes to see their talent and see the visions of their life, and to live their game of life, and to play it, to win it, and own it, and just enjoy wealth and success, because that's where our biggest fears are. And we don't even know it. And as you go through this, and go to my website, I do expand people. I use the word expand instead of the word change, and it opens you up to everything new in a bolder new way. So anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Coaching. My books are published by Freedom of Speech Publishing. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And as you allow yourself to play in the fields of prosperity, you open your eyes to your own success. And I will be here Thursday night with another guest, and we'll be back here, and we will enjoy you. And I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for being part of Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio.